This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Rhiannon Chandler. Rhiannon is offering a course through the AHA School for the Arts. It's all about date night eating, and that event is occurring on Saturday, February 8th, 6 to 9, when Rhiannon, one of Telluride's top chefs, will strut her stuff, prepare a meal, and show you how, just in time for Valentine's Day. Rhiannon, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Susan.
You're welcome. So is cooking part of your genetic stew? Do you come from a family of cooks?
Actually, I do. I grew up in the South, and my dad's family's Southern, and my mom's family's Italian, and my grandparents have owned several bakeries in New York and Florida, and I grew up cooking with, you know, both sides of my family.
Wonderful. Great. So was there any other option besides cooking for a career?
My grandparents and my family kind of discouraged me from getting into the business. You know, they wanted me to have a more structured job, 9 to 5, weekends off, you know, better pay, that kind of thing. And I love children, so I thought maybe I would get into elementary education. But then when it was time to transfer over my credits to the university, I just couldn't do it. I decided to enroll in culinary school instead.
Great. Thank you. So then why the move to Telluride? Was it strictly to work for Jake, or did something else draw you to our mountains?
I had been in Phoenix for 5 years doing fine dining and working large catering events and was just really burnt out on the Phoenix scene. I grew up in a small town in North Carolina in the mountains, and when I came here to Telluride, it just kind of felt like home.
Okay, great. And lucky for all of us. So then how would you describe your food philosophy? Do you have one?
I do. I grew up on a farm. We always had fresh eggs, you know, meats, veggies. We canned. We made everything from scratch. And my grandmother would always say it was her philosophy that cooking is a labor of love. And now being a chef, I really bring that into my cooking and bringing the two together, the farm fresh ingredients and being as local as possible and just putting your heart into it, I think is the key to, you know, any delicious meal.
Wonderful. Great answer. So now let's talk a little bit about your business, Sweet Rhi. Do you specialize in any particular cuisine or you go across the board?
I kind of go across the board. I went to culinary school, but I have worked in the industry mainly as a pastry chef. I kind of do a little of everything. I do personal chefing, catering, private cooking classes. So I kind of do a little of everything, but mainly I like doing baking and pastries and wedding cakes.
Okay. And now let's drill down to the reason for this interview, which is the AHA class. How did you come up with the menu, which is absolutely wonderful? And will you be demonstrating, or will people who participate in that evening actually get to do some prep? And finally, is there a limit on the number of couples who can attend?
I came up with this idea. My fiancé and I, we're both chefs. We love to cook, and especially together in the kitchen. It's a lot of fun. So I thought it would be a good idea to bring this to other couples as kind of like a date night fun thing to do rather than going to the movies or, you know, doing the same old thing. This could be really fun and romantic. You know, it's around Valentine's Day. I came up with the menu just kind of using things that were fun and romantic, chocolate and kind of aphrodisiac kind of things, you know, being romantic. And I'm not sure about the number of participants. I think that we can take on 5 couples, but you can check on the AHA website to be sure.
Okay. Wonderful. Great answer. And the course looks wonderful. Once again, everyone, I'm speaking with Rhiannon Chandler. She's leading a class for AHA called Date Night Cooking. It's off-site, not at AHA, in an absolutely wonderful private home. I know it very well. It's an incredible setting in Iditarod. She's come up with an incredible menu. And just in time for Valentine's Day, the date, Saturday, February 8th, 6 to 9 p.m. Rhiannon, it was a pleasure talking with you.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.